This is Michael. How can I help you?
Hey, Michael. This is Mara over at Stericycle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to conference Michelle Malone in. She's a manager of New Ventures. She's a part of our legal team as well. I'm going to put her through and I'll introduce you to her and then I'll let her take it away because she makes better sense of this than I have. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Hold on 1 second. No problem. Michelle?
Yeah?
Hi. I have Michael on the phone.
Hello.
Hi, Michelle.
He had additional questions for you.
Okay.
Yeah, Michelle, I know this is a very sensitive subject, but I just want to ensure compliance with Stericycle's policies as well as all the applicable laws. And based on our legal understanding, we need to make sure that, you know, what type of thing that we do is in alignment with those things. So
okay.
can you just explain as far as what we would have to do in order to have Stericycle come and pick up, you know, fetal remains from first trimester and second trimester abortions? I guess that's really what the thrust.
Yeah, we don't determine what trimester anything is classified for waste. We accept regulated medical waste based on whatever state your facilities are located in. So each state's regulations vary state by state across the country. So you have to review what their definition of human remains are, and then you have to review what their definition of pathological material is. As long as it classifies as regulated medical waste based on that definition, you segregate it from your sharps or any other red bag material, and it needs to be packaged appropriately based on what your state recommendations list, and then it needs to be listed as incinerate only.
Okay, as long as we follow those laws, then you will pick it. You will pick up that waste.
Yes, correct. But you, as the generator, are the ones that are responsible cradle to grave, so you need to make sure, if you have facilities in multiple states, that they're following their regulations.
Right, and we looked at...
One state says might not be the same in another state.
Right, and we looked at Virginia law, and there's nothing there that would suggest that the fetal remains from, you know, first trimester or second trimester abortions would be considered something that wouldn't be considered
a
regulated medical waste.
You need to make what we're accepting from you, and when you sign off on your waste manifest or your certificate, there's a statement on there that you're certifying the waste in that box is only regulated medical waste. So if something turns up that's non-compliant and doesn't fall into the category of regulated medical waste and you're inspected, you will be fined. So you need to be very careful when you're making that determination.
Okay, and on the manifest, I know that the manifest does include, well, the contract does mention pathological waste, and that would cover some of the procedures that are done.
Whatever it lists as pathological waste is listed under the regulated medical waste definition, and it doesn't classify terms or anything of that nature. So you need to make sure if you have any additional state regulations regarding fetus disposal that you abide by that. We don't get involved in that. We're just dealing with the regulated medical waste classification.
Right. So we're responsible to the laws is what you're saying in regards to that, and the manifest will reflect the various wastes that we have, including the pathological waste.
Correct.
And yeah, I think that's really all I had to ask. I mean, I'm just trying to understand exactly what needs to be done, and I got to talk, I guess, more over the start date on this. But the OSHA training, I guess, I'll talk to her about that a little bit. As far as it coming to the end of the month at this point, I don't know if April 1st is going to work to get that training in. But I guess, you know, as far as the compliance with the laws, you're saying as long as we're complying with the law, you will pick up fetal remains, anything that's considered to be regulated waste under the law.
Complying with the laws, we will accept pathological material as defined under your state regulated medical waste laws. If you have any additional laws in your state regarding human remains, you need to research those and dispose of those items properly.
Well, that makes sense. I appreciate that. Maura, that's all I really needed to know, and I believe that Michelle answered my question.
Good. Thank you, Michelle. All righty.
Yes, thank you.
Good one. Okay.
Okay.
Michael, you had a couple more questions on the OSHA compliance side, the training, the bloodborne pathogens training, and then
right.
The effective date.
How soon can that type of training be given to staff? April 1st.
If you return the paperwork to me within the next week, let's say, I can go ahead and shoot an email over to the specialist in that area that would be conducting the training, and I can ask that they rush it. So they would call you and they would set the training up. I've seen clinics set up training within the next few days. I've seen clinics set up training within the next 2 weeks. So it's really up to you, but they'll work with you on your schedule.
Okay, that makes sense. So as far as, now Michelle Malone, who was just on the phone with us, what department is she in again?
She's the manager of New Ventures, and she's also a part of our legal team.
And what, now, based on what she described, we do qualify to be having, you know, pick up for fetal remains from first trimester and second trimester abortions as long as it complies with the state regulations and the law.
Correct.
So Stericycle will pick up under those circumstances.
Correct.
Okay, I just wanted to see what else we need to produce to you other than the contract.
That's
at
it.
This point.
Yeah, that's all. I think we have everything we need, and the only thing to get it started would be for that agreement to come back. And if you want to change, make our agreements effective the first of every month. So if you don't think April 1 is going to work, we can change it to May 1. It's up to you.
All right.
However you want to do this.
The bloodborne pathogens training would be something that would have to be scheduled, and sometimes it takes more than a few days to do that. So I guess let's go with the May 1st, 2010 start date. And are there any adjustments that need to be made to the contract at this point based on our discussions, or do you believe that everything that needs to be agreed to is contained therein?
They told me, legal told me, that everything that you need is in our terms and conditions and in our waste acceptance policy.
Great. Okay. I believe that concludes everything.
So that cleared up.
Yeah, I was just confused over what, the different language that was coming into play with was.
Yeah.
And I know that you mentioned recognizable as one of the terms, and then you confirmed with the Haw River.
What they told me. They just said, we will take nothing recognizable. So, you know, Michelle's right. We can't describe what recognizable means. You know what I mean?
Sure. Well, you know, I did look at the law down in North Carolina, and the law does have that word recognizable in there, and it's talking about third trimester, anything after second trimester abortions.
Yeah, that's probably where I got that from, was from the Haw River, who is obviously, they're going to follow the North Carolina laws.
Sure, and that's why the plant manager talked to you, and he said that, you know, we don't accept anything thereafter. I guess he was familiar with that law, too.
Yes.
Okay. Great. I appreciate it. And you'll make the adjustment and send the contract back then?
The adjustment that I'm making is the date?
Yes.
So we're changing
the start
that.
Date.
Did I
to
have
May
it
1st.
March 1? Or April 1?
I believe 1? You did. I believe you had it March 1.
Okay.
I mean, if it's something I can change, I can go ahead and change it. But
that's what I was going to say. You can actually hand change it and make sure that you put your initials by the change. And my contract management team will accept that.
And will I be dealing with you from this point forward, or will I be dealing with another official?
No, you can always call me moving forward for any of your sites. And if it's something that I can't help you with, I'd be happy. I will know who to get you to.
Great.
Okay.
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate your time.
Okay. Same to you,
okay.
And have a good one.
Okay, bye.
Alrighty, bye-bye.